Jerry Bader Show, 10:36. Jason predicted earlier, you believe it's going to be San Francisco and Denver? You say San Francisco and Denver. Well, I've got to stick my neck out here then. I feel like Seattle should win, but I don't feel as though they're going to. I just don't know why. I'll be honest, San Francisco is playing. You know, they remind me of the 2010 Packers, to be honest with you. They beat Carolina more soundly than they beat the Packers. And quite honestly, I think Carolina's a better team than Green Bay right now. Well, certainly as injured as they were, I do. I'm going to say it's Harbaugh versus the hoodie. I'm going to go. I'm not saying this is what I want. I'm going to go with San Francisco and New England. However, what I'm rooting for, is Seattle and Denver. Peyton Manning has impressed the hell out of me in the way that he's come back, and I've always been kind of a fan. I'm a big Russell Wilson fan, but boy, I don't like Pete Carroll. But I don't dislike Pete Carroll as much as I dislike Jim Harbaugh. So that's where I want to go. Speaking of football, I miss this. By the way, when you email things to Jerry Bader Show at NWCRadio.com, and if I don't get back to you, I get hundreds. Jason can attest to this. We get hundreds of emails a day. And I missed some. I missed this last Sunday, last Monday. So a week ago. This is a week old, but I'm still going to share it. A week ago Saturday, the North Dakota State University Bisons won their third straight FCS national championship in football. As you know, I debate Mike McFeely. If you don't know, North Dakota State University is based at Fargo. And we debate Mike McFeely of KFGO. Through that, I've picked up some conservative listeners on the stream at jerrybadershow.com. One of them emailed me on Monday, and I feel so badly. That's a week ago today. I missed it. He said, "I'm not sure if you know, but I'm from Fargo, and I enjoy your show very much. I thought some of your listeners might like to know the players from Wisconsin were key to the Bisons' national championship victory Sunday in Frisco, Texas." So I want to read these. Colton Hegel, junior safety from Appleton, blocked a field goal with the score tied at 7 to set up the go-ahead and eventual winning touchdown. I think it was 35-7. Yeah. Brock Jensen, senior quarterback from Waupaca, earned his second championship game MVP award. At 48-5, he's the winningest QB in FCS history and has led the Bison to their third consecutive championship. Derek Lang, senior running back from Wausau, has been a formidable lead blocker for two 1,000-yard rushers in each of the last two seasons. Ron, that's awesome, and I really appreciate you letting us know. And I'm sorry that I didn't get to it in a more timely fashion, but it does happen. And if you ever send a tip there, and it seems as though I'm not doing anything with it, it's a really good chance I didn't see it. And don't be shy about resending it. It's really hard to get through all of them in a timely fashion. And quite frankly, I have missed some tips that way. I'm not going to lie. So if you could, you know, hey, you're not doing anything with it. Don't assume I'm ignoring it. In fact, I usually do try to get back to people, and I'll admit I don't always when they send tips, to at least to let you know that I received it. I will make it my goal to do that. So then if you don't get something from me, you'll know I didn't see it. So Ron, thanks. By the way, Ron adds this note. Again, I enjoy your show much more than the liberal claptrap available on your affiliates in this area. Speaking of listener contributions, here's another one. And I was fortunate enough to get to see this one. This is really interesting. There's a story in the Denver Post. Yeah, Jim Harbaugh's from University of Michigan. That's another reason not to like him. That right there. Okay, story in the Denver Post. The construction sector, the construction industry is concerned. If there's not immigration reform soon, they're going to have a severe labor shortage. The economy's not picking up all that quickly, but it's picking up enough where construction is starting to pick up. As a result, they don't have the employees that they need to get the job done. And they desperately want to get the job done. So what they're saying is they need illegal immigrants to become legal immigrants. They need one way or the other more immigration to fill the positions they have. And they want to fill that hole. They want to do it right away. And they're saying the only way to do that is with immigrants, legal, illegal, or otherwise. Now, I want you to listen to this. They talked to one guy who runs a construction firm in the Denver area, Antonio Ledzema has been trying for 4 months through online and newspaper ads and employment agencies in three states. You know what he's looking for? He's looking for 12 new laborers for his road and bridge building crews. He's had only a handful of applications for the jobs that pay $15 to $18 an hour. Entry-level concrete finishing and carpentry jobs at the Commerce City, Colorado-based company he heads, Jalasco International. With an uptick in projects due to an improving economy in the coming of spring, and with no movement on immigration reform, he, like many contractors, is growing increasingly worried. We're having a really tough time. When the work pool is thin, being able to hire people who are able to legally immigrate and work would benefit us greatly. They're saying they have to have immigrants. People who are already in the country won't do these jobs. And they do say contractors can pay these immigrant workers less and not pay benefits for them than many who are here. Okay, but you're still talking $15 to $18 an hour. I want you to think about that. They also say, though, it's not just the low pay. Here's what's going on. Contractors are required to go through the federal E-Verify system for public jobs that contractors on private work don't. So that means a lot of people are going to come up not here as legal. And they quote a Democratic Colorado lawmaker, "We have to fix this broken system so that it accelerates our economy, not hampers it." Michael Gifford, president and CEO of the Associated General Contractors of Colorado, said the problem is compounded because while immigrant workers are harder to find, new American workers are not going into construction to fill the gap. They are aspiring to white-collar jobs. Young, able-bodied men who are already, or women for that matter, women can work in construction, who are already legal citizens won't take these jobs because they are aspiring to white-collar positions. You know what that means. They've been told that you can't get your hands dirty. They've been told by liberals like Alec Baldwin, who refers to Sean Hannity as that former construction worker, disparagingly, that there's something wrong with those jobs. Recently, I played a 5-minute video from Mike Rowe of Dirty Jobs testifying to a Senate committee saying, look, we have degraded these jobs. We have stigmatized dirty jobs. Where everybody should get a college degree, everybody should go to college, get a degree, and do some white-collar job, which means there is a huge skilled labor gap. Construction firms can't find people to do, and it's somewhat skilled labor. Concrete finishing, carpentry, I mean, you got to know what you're doing, but there's certainly people out there who can do it. But they're saying there are currently no legal Americans. There are all sorts of people who've given up looking for work, and they won't take these jobs. I have a question for you. Who should be most offended by this story? This is not as tough, Jason says, me. Okay. Any able-bodied American who would take this job should be offended. I agree. But there is a specific group that should be outraged by this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. This is not difficult at all. The first caller should get this. I'm telling you, the first caller should get this right away. What group should be outraged at the thought that these contracting firms, these construction firms, believe that they have to get immigrants who are otherwise would be illegal, legalized? And by the way, in my opinion, this isn't a race thing. They say we need increased immigration to fill the jobs they can't fill. Those could be Hispanic or immigrants of any color. What group should be outraged by this story? This is so easy. This is just they're recruiting and they're recruiting and they can't find, this one firm can't find a dozen people, able-bodied people to do skilled construction work. Ed in Green Bay, who should be outraged?
I think the whole country should be outraged because it has gotten to the point where it has gotten so easy not to work. Granted, you don't live at the greatest of standards, but it's gotten so easy not to work when you got housing allowance and food stamps and everything else that people don't want to work.
Okay, you're right about one thing. This is actually right about a lot of things. But the big point that you made, this is why you don't extend unemployment benefits. That someone who would rather work in an office would not take this job. And you're right, the whole country should be outraged. But there's something very specific, a group very specific that should be outraged. Jamie in Rhinelander. Jamie, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I would submit, if I'm that immigrant they're supposedly targeting, I'm insulted that that's all I'm good for.
Okay. Yes. What they're saying is, that's not the right answer. That's not what I'm looking for, but it is the right answer. Yeah. What they're saying is that those of us who already live here are above this kind of work, Jamie. That's
right.
That is, okay, which means you're on to something. You're really pretty close with that. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Bob in Wisconsin Rapids. Bob, go ahead.
It's got to be big labor unions, I would think.
Because
those are the kind of workers that big labor unions use.
Actually, they want this. They want immigration reform so they can turn all of those illegal immigrants into legal union members. So they actually want this. Nope. Somebody else should be offended. See, this is so easy. It's if you think about this, who should be offended by the notion that we have to bring people in from other countries, irrespective, and it's got nothing to do with the race of who would come in, that we have to bring in people from other countries to fill these, what I think are pretty good paying jobs, $15 to $18 an hour, when you have millions of Americans still out of work? Ben in Appleton. Ben, go ahead.
Hello, sir. Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was thinking maybe the blue-collar worker.
Much more specific than that. Much, 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 much more specific than that. All right, Jason, take a couple of calls during the break and set them up. And if no one has an answer, I will give it to you in 3 minutes. 1049.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.